Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2009, and you can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning radio live programme, from 9.
£750,000 wouldn't buy you the bunion on the big toe of a Premiership footballer this season, but back in 1978 it bought two World Cup winning Argentinian geniuses to Tottenham Hotspur. Ozzie Ardiles was one of them, and it was money very well spent. He helped Spurs win the FA Cup in 1981, but by 1982 and the outbreak of the Falklands War, some of the crowd had become hostile to this Argentinian sensation, and Ozzie left England until the war was over. After his playing career, he had a spurt in management at Swindon Town, Newcastle and West Brom, and returned to White Hart Lane as manager too. His nickname as a kid was Python because he dribbled the ball with snake-like ease, and he won 63 caps for Argentina. Well, these are all the things that you might know about Ozzie Ardiles, but what will his inheritance tracks be, and will they include his Tottenham rendition of Ozzie's Dream, also the title of his new autobiography, originally recorded with Chaz and Dave?
The song I inherit, it was Yesterday by the Beatles.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away.
Very popular song, very well-known song. But I grew up being a big fan of the Beatles. For me, it was the only people, really. Not the only one, but certainly the main one. So that is the song that I remember more from my childhood and my adolescence.
There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly.
For me, being Argentinian, speaking another language, Yesterday was very simple to follow. In fact, I knew all the lyrics by heart, no problem. I was very, very proud because I can sing the song from start to finish in English. It was quite an achievement at the time. I grew up in Córdoba, Argentina, the second city, the equivalent of Birmingham here, say, in England. My father was a lawyer, so typical middle-class upbringing, playing football all the time. We were four brothers, I was the third. I don't know how my mother coped with all the work. I mean, we never ever make a bed, we never clean anything. My mother did absolutely everything. And my father, as I said, he was a lawyer, he was pretty busy doing a lot of things, trying to bring the bread home.
I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play.
Winning the World Cup, the thing that gave me more pleasure than anything else, it was about that, about my father and my mother, how proud they were. They were very, very proud when I played for a national team. Everybody were watching me. My father always would do a barbecue and would be all my brothers and a lot of friends there and so on, cheering for me and so on. So to be in the national team was such a big thing. But then it came in one step even more when we played the World Cup and when we win it, of course. In fact, when I won the World Cup, my first thought was for father and mother, basically feeling how proud they will be of me. It's a wonderful, wonderful feeling.
I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
It takes me to, not so much to my childhood, but much more to my, when I was starting to discover life as a man, say, 13, 14 years old. Women starting to be kind of a part of life, say. Until that time, had been only school and football, say. So it's a kind of new opening, new panorama of what I have been seeing. Yesterday is gone, it's finished, and so on. I don't like to remember things that happened in the past. The past is the past, and it's gone, and it's finished, and so on. Oh, I remember scoring a beautiful goal. Oh, remember when we won the World Cup, and so on. It's over, it's finished. The song that I will pass on, it will be The Sounds of Silence by Simon & Garfunkel.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping.
It's another song as well that I was very, very all the time with me, say, because I believe it contains more of what I feel.
Within the sound of silence, in restless dreams I walked alone.
I am a little bit like that as well. I mean, my career, my football, all the time in the limelight with a lot of people and so on. I always prefer my own company, say, to be in my own. This is probably what I like about the song.
When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light, split the night.
I always knew I was special because people around me always made me feel that I was special. That is 100% connected with football, of course. Because of that, I mean, I was recognized since I was, I'm not exaggerating, 10, 11 years old because of my football. I mean, Maradona once described me as being that I think about the team first than about myself. And I think that this is a wonderful comment about me. And I certainly agree with that. I always think about the team. I never thought about me having a good game, playing well, scoring a great goal. No, no, no. What I was thinking is we have to win this game. And I have to do everything possible to win this game. We football players, we found it incredibly difficult when we give up. So you have been in the limelight and suddenly you are no more. This is really, really terrible. I miss playing football so much, and I want to be part of the football team so much that I cannot contemplate doing something else. So maybe the Sounds of Silence is correct, but in the opposite way, say, because I don't want to be the Sounds of Silence. I don't want to be, that's it. All you do is have a rest or go to spend your life in an island and so on. No, I cannot do that. It's my life, and this is all I think all the time.
And the sign flashed out its warning.
Listen to the song, and you'll be reflecting in life, reflecting in a lot of different things. This is a song that made you think a little bit about things in life, probably your own life. You need a little bit of silence, and you need a little bit of stop the ball in midfield, wait to see the big picture.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.